Inflation crushed, consumer prices fall sharply in June. Much better than expected, biggest decline in 6 years. By John Carney on July 14, 2026. Consumer prices fell sharply in June thanks to relief at the gas pump and a broad decline in inflation. The consumer price index fell 0.4% last month compared with May, the Department of Labor said Tuesday. This is the largest decline since 2020. Compared with a year ago, prices are 3.5% higher. Economists had forecast a 0.1% monthly decline after May's sharp 0.5% increase. The inflation index was expected to climb 3.8% from a year earlier, a slowdown in annual inflation from May's 4.2%. Core prices, a measure that excludes food and energy, were flat compared with the prior month. That is the best inflation reading since January 2021. For the year, core prices are up 2.6%. Based on the rounded monthly figures, headline consumer price index, CPI, rose at roughly a 2.8% annualized rate over the past 3 months. Core CPI rose at approximately 2.4% annualized over 3 months and 2.6% over 6 months. Energy prices fell 5.7% in June after rising 3.9% in May, 3.8% in April, and 10.9% in March. Gasoline prices fell 9.7% after rising 7.0% in May, 5.4% in April, and 21.2% in March. Grocery prices rose 0.2% for the month and are up 2.7% from a year earlier. Dining out prices also rose 0.2% for a 3.4% year-over-year increase. Core goods prices, that is, those outside of energy and food, fell 0.2% and are up 0.8% from a year ago. Services excluding energy-related services were flat for the month. They have risen 3.2% over the last 12 months. Services less rent of shelter fell 0.2%, the best reading since January 2021. New car and truck prices were flat for the month. For the year, they are up 0.5%. Used car and truck prices fell 0.2%. Compared with a year ago, they are down 2.1%. Motor vehicle insurance prices fell 2.0%. Apparel prices fell 0.6%. Medical care prices declined 0.1%. Shelter prices rose just 0.1%, the best reading in over 5 years. For the year, they are up 3.3%. Rent climbed just 0.1%. A measure of the cost of home ownership climbed 0.2%. Despite worries that AI chip demand would drive up the prices of consumer computers and phones, computer prices fell 0.7% and smartphone prices were down 0.8%. The much better than expected inflation report likely takes the rate hike off the table this summer. Markets had been pricing in a significant chance that the Fed would increase interest rates at its meeting later this month. Several Fed officials had indicated that a hot inflation report might be enough to justify a hike. The extremely low inflation in core goods prices suggests that President Trump's tariffs have not raised prices for consumers, upending the widespread criticism from many economists. Democrats had called tariffs a national sales tax during the 2024 campaign but offered no evidence to support the claim, which now appears to have been disproven.